السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء کرام, most respected brothers, this world is a world of meetings and separations. People meet in the world all the time and they separate. With clients they meet, then the client goes his way and the supplier goes his way, or the merchant goes his way. There are arrivals and departures. That's what this world is all about. Arrivals, departures. Somebody is arriving in this world and somebody is departing from this world. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He is the one who fixes the arrivals and the departures. Temporary arrivals we have in this world are the airports, railway stations and other places, and temporary departures. However, a permanent departure from this world is going to take place in the life of everyone. And during this lifespan of the person, we don't know how many times he meets different people and he parts from those people. But some of those meetings and some of those get-togethers and some of those associations and some of those parties and some of those functions, they are nothing to be really remembered. The person meets, but the meeting itself was not for a good purpose. How many times in our lives, from the time we became of age up till now, we have met with friends, but the purpose of that meeting was not good. People meet so that they may go to the disco, they meet so that they may go to the cinema, they meet so that they may go to the nightclub, or to the dance hall, or so that they may hold up somebody. All these syndicates, it doesn't happen just like that. There is a meeting that takes place. There are meetings that take place in which plannings are done on who to hold up, who to hijack, where the heist must be carried out. Now there's a whole meeting that takes place over many, many days. So like that, some of the meetings that take place are not for good purposes. So the person should not even remember those meetings. The only reason why we say that he should remember at times is so that if somebody has been harmed or somebody has been done down or somebody has been hijacked or somebody's goods have been stolen, so then he may ask for forgiveness, he may return whatever he has stolen. Now for that purpose, if he remembers it so that he may make sincere tawbah from it, then there is a different purpose. But otherwise it should be forgotten. It should not be, those reels must not be replayed. For example, if people met so that they may commit zina, they may go to some prostitute quarters. So now those reels are not to be replayed. Even when the person is making tawbah, he doesn't have to list those items one by one and say, Ya Allah, on certain day, certain time I did this, certain time I did that. Allah Ta'ala knows. So make sincere tawbah from all sins, major, minor, done deliberately or unknowingly, light of day or darkness of nights, and forget about it. Unless it is the rights of other people, then of course you fulfill it. Because shaitan is too shrewd. Whilst he is making you replay those reels for tawbah, he will create the desire to go back towards those same sins again. So we have to be very, very alert and sharp. So these type of meetings, as I say, is not something that a person should be really remembering. They should be forgotten. Make sincere tawbah and forget about it. And think positively ahead. We haven't been created to just go back and just keep counting sins. We must start doing good deeds. Only those sins which deal with rights of people, I'm emphasizing that, of course, a person has to remember. But there are certain meetings, there are certain visits, there are certain haziris, as we call, which must be remembered. And we must cherish it. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses with His fazl, with His kindness, with His ihsan. And amongst that is a very, very great ni'mat, as we all know, is when a person presents himself at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one Naat Sharif that I've been reading many times, once again I repeat, listen to the words. And no matter how many times we may have heard it, but it has got a very deep meaning. And it is a reality, it is a haqiqat. Unke darbare aqdas mein jab bhi koi غمزدہ آ گیا تشنا کام آ گیا ان کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی غمزدہ آ گیا تشنا کام آ گیا غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دھل گئی مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا ان کے دربار اقدس میں جب بھی کوئی غمزدہ آ گیا تشنا کام آ گیا غم غلط ہو گئے معصیت دل گئی مغفرت عافیت کا پیام آ گیا. As you are aware that I have just returned a few hours ago, but I was receiving SMSs from here. Is there a majlis of zikr? Is there a majlis of zikr? Will there be a majlis of zikr? So that indicates a talab. And when there is talab, then we appreciate that. So make dua, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, give me the himmat and the strength and the ikhlas. Unke darbar aqdas mein jab bhi koi gham zada aa gaya tishna kaam aa gaya gham galat ho gaye maasiyat dhul gayi maghfirat aafiyat ka payam aa gaya. There are many, many different ways that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives the sins of the people. So many opportunities Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates for us weak ones to get His maghfirat. And of them, this is a very great opportunity that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses some with, that they present themselves at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, what is extremely important is that we must present ourselves with that ishq and that muhabbat and that aqidat and that azmat. Having that great respect in our hearts, realizing where we are. Many a times you have heard that in every step the person must have ihtiram in Medina. Because Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's resting place, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose Medina Sharif. And Medina Sharif is under the wings of the angels all the time. The sukoon that the people get in Medina Sharif, the noor that is there, it is due to that noor that the person finds tranquility in his heart. person finds peace, he finds sukoon, provided again, as I say, the person is going with the halal, and the person is going with the ihtiram and sincerity. And then he is asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and he's asking at the Rawza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made you rahmatul lil alameen. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed you with that mansab and that position of shafa'at. So this weak ummati of yours has presented himself. I have come with nothing but with my ocean of sins, with my mountain of sins. Ya Nabi Allah, ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to forgive my sins. We ask him to make shafa'at for us. So gham ghalat ho gaye, maasiyat dul gaye. Whatever problems, whatever difficulties, whatever hardships, whatever grief, whatever sorrow, it is one of those things that many, many people have experienced, that the moment you stand there, you don't know where it all disappears and vanishes. It is as if the person has had no problems, no difficulties, no hardships. Afterwards, again, he starts feeling his pain. But at that moment in time, it seems that there is nothing but tranquility, peace and sukoon in the person's life. So whoever has come with his grief and with his sorrow and with his pain, ghamzada gaya, tishna kam gaya, or the person is thirsty and is got the talab, gham ghalat ho gaya, maasiyat dul gayi, all his worries vanish and his sins are forgiven. Even from here, if we read Durood Sharif one time, 10 sins are forgiven. Durood Sharif one time the person reads, 10 sins are forgiven. Besides all the other fazail and all the virtues, read Hazrat Shaykh's kitab, Fazail of Durood Sharif. One of the hadiths, or one which even little children, many of them have by hearted and memorized in madrasa, that the person who reads Durood Sharif, 10 sins are forgiven. 10 blessings are given, 10 sins are forgiven. 10 blessings are given and 10 sins are forgiven. And 10 stages elevation. And so many other fazilats and virtues that have been given. So now you multiply that 50,000 times in Madina Sharif. 50,000 times. And in Makkah Sharif, 100,000 times. So if that person is not going to get sukoon in his heart, where else is he going to get it? So, gham ghalat ho gaye, maasiyat dul gayi. Yes. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgives the sins of the person. Maghfirat afiyat ka payam aa gaya. And it is as if the message and the paygham has come. The information has been received, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forgiven you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he sends this message. It comes in the heart. There are many things that we cannot express in words. There are experiences that a person has. He can't express it in words. How many times I have mentioned Hazrat Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh, he says, when the fragrance of the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes, then the vocabulary of the languages of the world fail to give a description. How can the vocabulary of the languages of the world give a description? So, gham ghalat ho gaye, maasiyat dul gayi, maghfirat afiyat ka payam aa gaya. Because Madina Sharif, as I mentioned earlier, it's under the wings of the angels all the time, all the time. Because the angels are carrying the Durood Sharif, they're carrying the salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. From whichever part of the world any person is reading Durood Sharif, reading Salat Salam, reading At-Tahiyyat, then the angels are conveying it to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And whilst the person is there, then he's listening to him personally. So this carrying by the angels of Durood Sharif from all over the world, so you can imagine the whole of Madina Sharif is under the wings of the angels, some coming from the north, south, east, west, different parts of the world. So that sukoon is an automatic thing. And then I mentioned to some friends there, I said, when we are breathing in the oxygen in our countries, we all know that it is necessary, it is required. It is required for the beating of the heart and for purification of the blood. It is required, there has to be oxygen. If the person doesn't have any oxygen, he's going to die. So to keep the heart moving and for the purification of the blood, there is a need for oxygen. And anywhere, in any part of the world, you can breathe in that oxygen. In our country, or you are In any other country, we can breathe in that oxygen. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala made it free for us. When a person is requiring it in the hospital and he has to pay for it, then he realizes how expensive it is. So this oxygen, the Muslims breathe it in. When we are breathing in the fresh air, then the oxygen that comes with it, the Muslim, the non-Muslim, anybody he breathes. And when they breathe, then they will get the physical benefit of that. They will get the physical benefit of that oxygen. But the oxygen that is in Madina Sharif and in Makkah Sharif, it is saturated with Noor. That oxygen is saturated with Noor also. All these angels that are bringing the Durood Sharif and the Salam and the entire atmosphere of Madina Sharif. Now that Noor that is there of the Masjid, of the Mihrab, of the Mimbar, of Nabiya Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Noor of all those angels. So that air that is there, and that oxygen that we breathe in, it is saturated with Noor also. So just as the oxygen makes the physical heart move in good condition, and the blood is purified. So like that, here we make the niyyah that, Ya Allah, this oxygen which is here, which we are breathing, or this fresh air that we are breathing, because it is saturated with Noor, so make our spiritual heart also move. It makes the spiritual heart move and purifies the spiritual heart. Islah of the nafs we talk about. So this is what happens if the person's niyat is correct. That is what is required. Figures were varying. Some say there were 3 million people. Some say there were 4 million people. And one person even said that there were many, many of those who came in there without any real visas or anything. They were local people. So if you add all that together, then it could have even gone to 4.5 million people. Now 4.5 million people, and even if we take a conservative figure of 3 million, then 3 million people in Arafat. 3 million people. Now when they disperse from there, where do they go? And what do they take with them and go from there? Even if a fraction of that, a small percentage of that 3 million had to leave from there with the akhlaq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we'll get in revolution in the world. Revolution will take place. If just a fraction, just a percentage of the people return with 5 times namaz, with the zakat, with the fasting, with the fulfillment of the rights of the parents, of the children, of the wives, and if it's the wives, then of the husbands. And if they return with their ibadat, with the zikr, with the tilawat, with their honesty in the trade and in the dealings, if they return with good character and good akhlaq, there'll be revolution. So that atmosphere there is saturated with Noor. So when the person is breathing in, then he makes the niyat, Ya Allah. It doesn't mean now every second he has to keep making niyat. It means that once he makes that niyat, that Ya Allah, whilst I'm here, the air that I breathe in, because it is saturated with Noor, so therefore cause my heart, spiritual heart also to be purified. Because if it is purified, then it will move in the right direction. Then the eyes will see right, the ears will listen right, everything will come right. So, maghfirat aafiyat ka payam aa gaya. Zabt sadqe hua, hosh qurbaan huwe. Zabt sadqe hua, hosh qurbaan huwe. Do jahan aalam e wajd mein aa gaya dil ko lazzat mili chashm purnam hui jab zubaan par muhammad ka naam aa gaya sallallahu alaihi wasallam do jahan aalam e wajd mein aa gaya dil ko lazzat mili chashm purnam hui. The heart got a kind of enjoyment, ecstasy, joy. And the eyes began to well with tears. Tears of muhabbat for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Tears of love for Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And when the person is making dua, then tears of khawf. Khawf and raja. Hope and fear. That is iman. Between hope and fear. So, jab zubaan par muhammad ka naam aa gaya. This is a majlis of zikr. As I say, that this is no academic discussion. We gather here to light up the heart with the love of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. in the Zikr Majlis. Other programs, other majalis are for different purposes, and they are all required. We need tafsir, we need Hadith Sharif, we need a discussion of Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, Sudan, Somalia, and all parts of the world where the Muslim Ummah is, where mankind is, because it is our duty to convey the message to mankind. But this majlis, as I say, it is for zikrullah. To light up the heart with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's muhabbat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ishq. So therefore he says, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, when the name of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam comes on our tongues, then Shah Muhammad Ahmad sahab rahmatullah alayhi says very beautifully, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya, jab zubaan par Muhammad ka naam aa gaya, dosto zindagi ka payam aa gaya. When the name of Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes, then it is not just a name that is coming on our lips. Zindagi ka payam aa gaya. There's a message of how should we live our life in this world. Zindagi ka payam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he demonstrated everything in his life. And then he gave us the Sharia, so that we can't say that how can a person practice on this and how can he practice on that. The Sharia is for everybody, the poor, the rich, the black, the white, the person in China, the person in Europe, the person in America, the person in South Africa. Islam and Sharia is for everybody, for all times, and there's no question of anything being impossible to practice upon. Yes, our weakness, we must acknowledge that it is our weakness. I've mentioned many times that it is our weakness, and we don't want to look at it as our weakness. We create the environment. Environment is created by us. Now it's going to be holiday season, and already many, many people are on holiday. Now who is going to create that environment, that holiday environment? I'm talking about the Muslim. Will anybody force him that you must go to the cinemas, discos, theatres, nightclubs, or go and see all the nudity and shamelessness and obscenity somewhere? Nobody is forcing. There's no government legislation that we have to participate in all those evils that will be in vogue now. The newspapers, the media, the television, advertisements will be towards sin. Zamana hum ko badal sake, ye zamane mein dam nahi. Zamana khud hum se hai, hum zamane se nahi. Hazrat Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah alayhi, zamana hum ko badal sake, ye zamane mein dam nahi. How can the zamana change us? We must change the zamana. We must change that environment. Within our homes, if we say that, okay, it is holiday season, so we will have some kind of a holiday, some kind of a break, but we will go to those places where there's no fitnas. And with the family, if the person goes and has some kind of a picnic, nobody stops him from that. But to go to those places where we know there's nothing but fitnas, then who is the one that is creating that environment? He's creating it himself. Within our homes, who is there that is preventing us from making amal on deen and Quran and Sunnah? So because of our disinterest in deen, in Sharia, in Quran and Sunnah, what is happening is our lives are becoming full of restlessness, uneasiness. There's nothing in our lives that we can really count as constructive, as positive. How much of things do we really do in our lives that's constructive, that's positive? Somebody can benefit from it. Neither do we benefit, neither does anybody else benefit. Absolutely useless things, waste of time, futile activities, hours and hours and hours, days and days and days. We all know where they are spent. When it's leisure time, then that leisure time is used in futile activities. I always say that if a person is an engineer, do some extra studies. Nobody stops the person. Improve his qualification. Read those books that deal with engineering. If a person is in medicine, is a doctor, Then why engage in futile activities? Yes, talking cheerfully with the wife and children, and as I said, some jogging, skipping, running, discussing things that are of common interest, even if it is the politics of the world with the right intention. There's nothing wrong. We are not talking about those type of discussions. Talking about something that's absolutely useless and futile. It will not benefit the person in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. Something that doesn't concern us at all and will not help us in any way. So why waste time in that? There's so much of literature that's available in our libraries. If you start reading, you need Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam from his time up till now until Qiyamat, whatever the time. Then too, we won't finish reading all the books. There's so much. But we won't do that. The person will pick up literature also, which will be filthy, dirty, and have a negative impact on his life. And after that is nothing but restlessness. Believe me, every part of the world, anywhere that you go, this is the weakness. Students from the universities there in Karachi also, they came to meet from different places also, wherever we go, students and others also. This is the weakness, and they will complain too that we are not finding any kind of peace and happiness. So just as we go on a diet, I always say we go, this diet is a big thing today. Diet, diet, everybody wants to go on diet. So why don't we try this also? Go on a diet for some days from the disobedience of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And then believe me, I'm telling you the truth that you will find something different within your hearts. Within our hearts, we'll find something different. Then we won't want to go back to those evil habits of ours. When we'll get a taste, that worm that was told that just go a little up, and there's a very sweet grape. Some time back, this example was given. It cost nothing to repeat. The worm set out for the juicy grape. It was told there's a juicy grape just up. Up the vine, go and you will get this juicy grape. So the worm set out. But the worm was stupid, number one. So when it landed on the green leaf, the worm thought that this green leaf was the juicy grape that I was being told about. So it started whiling away its time on the green leaf, nibbling away there. And then the qabristan of that worm was on that green leaf. But it didn't go a little up. If it had only gone a little higher, it would have tasted the juicy grape. And if it had a taste of that juicy grape, then it wouldn't have come back to the leaf, or the dry leaf. So Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali was a king of examples. Now this worm, we will say, was stupid. But that's exactly our condition. We are told repeatedly that there is Jannat, Namats of Jannat. And even in this world, in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if we just pluck up a little bit of courage and we throw out of our lives all the haram that has embedded itself in our hearts, if we throw it out, and if we get a taste of the juicy grape, that what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives, then we will not go back to those sins. But when we set out for that juicy grape, when we heard that there is such a thing as a juicy grape in amal and in actions, then we landed sometime on the television, sometime on filthy magazines, sometime in porn sites on the internet, sometimes in a disco, sometime in a cinema, sometime somewhere else. And that little while of pleasure that we were getting, we thought that this was the juicy grape. And we started whiling away our time, until the qabristan sometime is made on that. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam name come, then it is actually bringing a message and a peyam from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Te jo lene gaye khud kalime khuda, te jo lene gaye khud kalime khuda, farq ye hai kalim aur mehboob ka. وہ کلام اس کا لینے گئے تور پر ان کے گھر خود خدا کا کلام آ گیا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went on to Tur to get the Torah. He is Kalimullah. He said the difference between Kalimullah and Habibullah is this. That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the Quran Sharif came down. It was revealed upon him. In different places it was revealed. In any case, we'll stop there for tonight. So, respected brothers, as you are well aware, that we are living in times of great fitnas. Before, the fitnas used to be at snail's pace, and now the fitnas are at a very, very rapid pace. It's a space age, and therefore everything is extremely fast. So at such a time, the person has to be very vigilant. He has to be very sharp, very alert. He must beware of the hijackers, nafs and shaitan. Just as a person earns, he has his business running, and then he makes a lot of money. So making the money is one thing, and looking after it and taking it safely to the bank is something else. So the person, just as he makes the money, he also makes sure that the money safely reaches the bank and that he's not hijacked. So like that, one is we do a little bit of good deeds. So that is necessary. But on the other hand, we must be very, very careful that it is not hijacked by nafs and shaitan. We will stop here for tonight and make dua. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all hidayat. We'll have some zikrullah now and make dua. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai, Allah jalla jalaluhu. Kya nazar mujh par na daali jayegi, kya meri faryad khali jayegi, apne milne ka pata koi nishan, tu bata de mujhko ae rabbe jahan. Oh Allah, give me your address. How do I meet you? Apne milne ka pata koi nishan, tu bata de mujhko ae rabbe jahan. Allah, 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 Allah. Mita de apni hasti ko, chod sari masti ko. Mita de apni hasti ko, chod de sari masti ko. Basti basti kehta ja Allah, 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 Allah. से अपने तो दोनों जहान दे, जो मुस्तहिक गजब का है उसको अमान दे। ओ माय बिलावर अल्लाह, विद योर काइंडनेस, विद योर फेवर, विद योर एहसान, गिव अस द बेस्ट ऑफ दुनिया एंड द बेस्ट ऑफ आखिर। डोंट डिप्राइव अस ऑफ द गुडनेस ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड और द गुडनेस ऑफ द आखिर। We know that we are deserving of your wrath and your anger. We know that we are deserving of your azab and your punishment. But my beloved Allah, we seek from you amnesty. Governments of the world give amnesty. Don't seize us, my beloved Allah. We are witnessing with our eyes what is happening around the globe. Where can we play, my beloved Allah, with your qudrat, with your power, with your might? Snowstorms and everything is paralyzed. Volcano ash and everything is paralyzed. Ya Rabbi Kareem, bless us with amnesty. Ya Rab karam se apne to dono jahan de, jo mustahiq ghazab ka hai usko aman de. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah, 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 Allah. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda, गर्चे पुर खता है पर कहां जाए तेरा बंदा, तेरे दर पर तेरा बंदा ब उम्मीदे करम आया। ओ अल्लाह, वी एक्नॉलेज दैट वी आर द मोस्ट सिंपल सर्वेंट ऑफ योर्स ऑन द सरफेस ऑफ। But where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? Who else is there towards whom we can turn? Tere dar par tera banda wa ummeede karam aaya. We have come, my beloved Allah, to your door. We are tapping at your door with great hope, with great ummeed. गर्चे पुर खता है पर कहां जाए तेरा बंदा, तेरे दर पर तेरा बंदा व उम्मीदे करम आया। अल्लाह, अल्लाह, Allah, 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 Allah. جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے اللہ جو گزری تیری یاد میں زندگی ہے وہی زندگی بس میری زندگی ہے جو غفلت میں گزرے وہ کیا زندگی ہے وہ جینا نہیں بلکہ شرمندگی ہے اللہ 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 Allah, 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 Allah. نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو کعبہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی، اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. By Allah, every desire has left our hearts. The only desire is that you come into our lives and our hearts. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. Allah, 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 Allah. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Akramal Akramin, Ya Ghiyasal Mustahiqin, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali wal Ikram. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring Allah. Hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, mujrim khatakar hai. We have extended our begging bowls before you. We acknowledge every sin that we have committed. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of the earth. The moment we committed a sin, you could have destroyed us there and then. You could have embarrassed us there and then. You could have humiliated us there and then. You could have shaken the ground beneath our feet. You could have sent the fire, my beloved Allah, to raise down. You could have sent the gale force winds to bring about destruction. You could have sent the tsunamis, my beloved Allah. Ay Rabbi Kareem, your forces are unlimited, unlimited forces. Superpowers of the world are all failing, my Allah. With just one little force of yours, they are failing. Ay Rabbi Kareem, give us the realization. Give us the realization that it is only in your obedience and obedience of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that we will get success. Ay Rabbi Kareem, the hearts will only find rest and satisfaction in your obedience, in your remembrance. My beloved Allah, you are so loving, so loving, so compassionate, so merciful, so generous, so kind and so forgiving. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Ey Rabbe Kareem, aaj raat hume maaf kar de, maaf kar de. Hum jaise bhi hai, gande hai, kuch bhi hai, maaf kar de. Whatever we may be, my beloved Allah, but we are seeking total forgiveness. Forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, ummat of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with your closeness, the closeness of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Bless us with your marifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust in you. Make us yours and become ours. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan have ganged up against us, my beloved Allah. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Protect us from all the fitnas that are lashing at us like storms from all sides. Fitnas from our right, fitnas from our left, fitnas from in front of us and behind us. Fitnas pouring from the satellites above us. Ey Rabbe Kareem, hum kidhar jaye, kidhar jaye? Where do we go? Which other door is there that we can tap? Ever, my beloved Allah, we are therefore turning towards you. Open up the floodgates of your maghfirat for us. Open up the floodgates of your mercy for us. Ey Rabbe Kareem, cause us to be drenched in your rains of forgiveness and maghfirat. Ey Rabbe Kareem, clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-i-siddiqeen, to your friends and to your walis. Ey Rabbe Kareem, we know we are not deserving of it, but what is it that we are deserving of? Ey Rabbe Kareem, we are asking you with your fazl and with your kindness and with your ihsan, make us yours and become ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. If you are ours, then everything will work in our favor. Our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will give us comfort. Our life will be filled with peace and tranquility and happiness. Ey Rabbe Kareem, don't test us, don't test us. We are extremely weak servants of yours. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Ey Rabbe Kareem, whether they are amongst us, or they are in hospitals, in clinics, or wherever they may be in the world. Ey Rabbe Kareem, bless everyone who is sick with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. There are so many who have met up with accidents, so many have undergone operations, so many will be undergoing operations. Ey Rabbe Kareem, sab ko shifa ata farma. Sehate tamma kamila ajila daima mustamirra nasif farma. My beloved Allah, shifa lies in your hands. There is some effect in dawa and there is some effect in dua. But shifa and cure is in your hands. We know that sometimes it can be in the form of a test. But my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants. Even if it is in the form of rahmat and blessing, change it to the rahmat of good health. Change it to the rahmat of good health. Oh Allah, if the poverty is in the form of rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good wealth. If my beloved Allah, the weakness is in the form of rahmat, change it to the rahmat of strength. Ey Rabbi Kareem, garche pur khata hai par kaha jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed-e karam aaya. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed-e karam aaya. Dar par tera banda ba ummeed-e karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed-e karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed-e karam. Aya. Allah. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Because I have children and they are gone into my beloved Allah, drugs and drinks and vices and evil, bring them back onto Sirat al-Mustaqim. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members, ummah of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, let the winds of Hidayat blow throughout the continent. Bless everyone with Iman and Islam. Ya Rabbi Kareem, remove the difficulties, hardship and suffering of mankind around the globe. And especially the ummah of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Sudan, Somalia. Ay Rabbi Kareem, which part of the world the beloved Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not being harassed? We acknowledge it is our mistakes by Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was told in Taif. His shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. He was told in the Haram Sharif where we make tawaf with such ease and comfort. He falls down unconscious. He was beaten up by beloved Allah in the Haram Sharif, and he falls down unconscious. His companions, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, is beaten up. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu is beaten up. So many Sahabas are beaten up. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is stored in Uhud. The pins of his helmet, and beloved Allah, penetrate his clothes. Ah, mere Allah, we have shown no appreciation for the sacrifices of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he is informed that that ummah for whom you sacrifice so much, the ummah in discos, cinemas, theatres, gambling dens, nightclubs, porn sites on the internet, music, filthy pictures, obscene literature, no haya, no shame, no modesty, namazes being neglected, zakat, fasting, neglected. Ay Rabbi Kareem, no fulfillment of the rights of people. So much of cheating, deceiving, dishonesty. Ha, what kind of pain must be causing to the very, very sensitive heart of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, how much of Hollywood and Bollywood music on cell phones, please, right at the Rosa Mubarak. Ya Rabbi Kareem, forgive us and the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. Angel of death will come suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. When the time of our departure comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Salamati ya deen aur aza ke saath Madina Sharif mein shahadat ki maut naseeb. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummah with that goodness, and from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbi Kareem, you are well aware of the good wishes, desires, aspirations of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this following night. Fulfill their good wishes, desires and aspirations. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering, the tests and trials of each and every individual. Remove the pain, tests and trials and suffering with your fazl, with your kindness. Those who have passed away, fill the grave with nur. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ay Rabbi Kareem, those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Those students who have written examination, bless them with success in their examination. Make them assets for our communities. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. قبول کر لے میرے مولا, قبول کر لے ہماری دعاؤں کو, قبول کر لے
جیسے بھی ہے، گندے ہے، کچھ بھی ہے، قبول کر لے، ناقابل قبول ہے پھر بھی قبول کر لے.
I beloved Allah, such a large crowd has come with such hope and such umeed. یہ نیک مرادوں کو پورا کر، سب کو قبول کر، ان کے گھر والوں کو قبول کر لے، خاندان والوں کو قبول، اب سب کو قبول. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایھا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صل علی سیدنا محمد. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.